Hezbollah started the crisis. Any holes in the official story?
Quite a lot of holes. I mean, the narrow facts are accurate. However, it's necessary to point out that the United States and Israel have no objection whatsoever to capture of soldiers and even to the much more serious crime of kidnapping of civilians. Israel's been kidnapping and abducting Lebanese for decades. No one has ever suggested that anyone should invade Israel. In fact, just to make it more dramatic, the recent upsurge of violence did not begin on July 12th. It began on June 25th, 26th, 27th, right after Hamas captured an Israeli soldier right at the border and also killed, I forget how many, soldiers. That led to the huge upsurge of violence, and I say upsurge, I mean 36 Palestinians were killed by Israel in June in Gaza, and over 170 in July, so that's a quadrupling of the Israeli violence in a month. Well, that's June 25th. Something happened on June 24th, one day earlier. Namely, Israeli forces kidnapped and abducted two civilians in Gaza, two Palestinian civilians, a doctor and his brother. It was known. I mean, you found occasional mentions of it. There were 87 words in the Washington Post, for example, and a couple of other mentions here and there, but it wasn't, nobody reacted, no comment. No one suggested that one should invade Israel and half destroy it. Capture of civilians, kidnapping of civilians is a much more extreme crime than capture of soldiers, and as I say, it goes way back. So that cannot, by our standards, our own standards, there's no justification whatsoever for the U.S.-Israeli attack on Lebanon. That's one point. Another is that whatever one thinks of the Hezbollah action, it did have reasons, official reasons, two. One official reason was exchange of prisoners. Well, you know, go back a couple of months. In February, about 70% of Lebanese, and they don't like Hezbollah particularly, but 70% of them were in favor of capture of Israeli soldiers for exchange of prisoners, because they know perfectly well that Israel's been, we don't know the numbers, because it's all kept secret, but Israel has indeed been kidnapping and often killing Lebanese civilians for decades. And remember, this is the fifth invasion of Lebanon. It's not the first. So that's one point. The other, what their official claim was expression of solidarity and support for Gazans who were under bitter attack, escalating again in late June. In the entire Arab world, there is no meaningful support for Israel other than Hezbollah. Well, again, you can think about it what you like, but those are the two official reasons. I think most specialists on Hezbollah take that to be pretty accurate account of what they were doing. So again, judge it as you like. Yes, kidnapping. You can't kidnap soldiers. That's a logical impossibility. But capture of soldiers was an international crime of whatever level it is, the crime that Israel and the United States carry out all the time, much more seriously. No justification for any violent retaliation. But it happened. However, there's, of course, a very rich background. The basic background is barely even discussed. I mean, Gaza is bad enough, in fact, horrible. But the background for that is that the immediate background, of course, much longer, is that in January, there was a free election in Palestine, and they voted the wrong way. You're not allowed to write vote the wrong way in a free election. That's our concept of democracy. It's fine as long as you do what we say. But if you vote for someone we don't like, no good. So instantly, Israel and the United States instituted harsh punishment of Palestinians, cutting off funds, stepping up atrocities, starving them out to punish the people of Palestine for voting the wrong way in a free election. It tells you pretty much what is meant by democracy promotion. And yes, Israel stepped up its crimes in Gaza, which were already serious, and it, as Israeli human rights groups point out, it's